Good morning. Skies are partly cloudy this morning, with temperatures within a few degrees of the 50 mark as we wake up on this Tuesday morning. A front that sideswiping us through southern Quebec will continue to pivot through the mouth of the St. Lawrence, and we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine for the remainder of the morning, and that sun will mix with clouds during the afternoon. It'll stay dry and warm with low humidity today, with highs reaching the middle to upper 70s on average. Mostly clear tonight with high pressure in control and lows back into the lower 50s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build into the region for the remainder of the midweek period and produce plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures for Wednesday and Thursday. Both days will feature low humidity and highs in the lower 80s, even some mid-80s in a few valley locations. By Friday, some energy will round the top of that ridge and slide our way. This could touch off a few scattered showers or even a thunderstorm, otherwise mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 80. Energy will continue to ride over the top of the ridge over the weekend and break it down a bit. With this energy passing by to our north, we run the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms both weekend days, but most of the time will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. As that ridge continues to break down, somewhat cooler but still very nice with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid 70s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after several instances of showers and thunderstorms, flash flooding is forecast to become a larger concern today and tomorrow as heavy rain falls over saturated ground from southeast Oklahoma throughout much of the eastern part of Texas and southern Louisiana. Widespread rainfall amounts of 5 or more inches is forecast, with locally higher amounts possible thanks to efficient rainfall rates and thunderstorms across the region. The threat of heavy rain will shift slightly southward tomorrow and include southern Texas. Flash flood watches have been issued for southern Oklahoma, much of north central and east Texas, southwest Arkansas, and western Louisiana. Elsewhere, a cold front entering the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring light showers and high elevation snow to the Northwest and eventually into the Northern Rockies by Wednesday. Farther east, above average temperatures should be found from the Northern Plains through the Great Lakes. Gusty winds and low relative humidity have led to critical fire weather in northeast North Dakota, and red flag warnings are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 37 degrees, with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, drifting snow and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 45, 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 25 at Grand Canyon and Sunset Crater, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 80, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 59, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 1.57 inches for the month, which is now 21 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 1.95 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 49. The record high 94 set in 1962 and in 2017, and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm with low humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, remaining warm in the lower 80s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and a rumble of thunder possible on Friday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days, still the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Back to mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions on Monday with highs in the lower to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.